Yeah, it's at them times, before mobile phones came in, internet access, laptops, or even before, you know, your house phone came in. Even my own father used to tell me years ago about back in Ireland, and you'd have your settled communities. Obviously, they'd be in one village, another town, you know, even Dublin, or it could be in Longford, Limerick, small little towns, Athlone. You know, them people, they'd stay there for the, some people wouldn't leave them towns for the whole life. And it was only, in some towns there'd be maybe 7 or 8 streets with houses around, and that was them, that was their life. And in lines of musicians in the settled community, you know, they'd have the one tunes, unless a tune boot came out, which wasn't very often. But they'd have, see, that's, there's a lot of respect for Irish travellers back there for the music part and for the singing, the song, the worded song itself. Because when the travellers, obviously, they were travelling around Ireland. So, say, just for an instant, you could be up in Dundalk, and it could be, you know, you could be in there playing a few tunes or singing a few songs in a session, and you could hear a new tune, and you could say, oh, I like this tune, I'm going to pick it up. You know, you pick it up from here and you have it maybe a couple of hours after. Same with a song. Then you go from Dundalk down to Dublin, which is only about 80 miles away. Then you could go from, you could meet certain people there, and you'd pick up another song or another tune. Now you could go all the way across west up to Longford, Mullingar, or even over further if you wanted to go up to Boyle or over to Clare, to remote places or small villages in the middle of Ireland. And you'd go in and you'd play the tunes that they were playing, or you'd play the song, you know, sing the songs that they knew. But that's why when you go into them areas, them potholes, the people would turn around and say, right, well, where did you hear that tune from? The people never heard the tunes before. They'd say, oh, can we have that tune? The travelling musicians would turn around and say, yeah, all right, give them the tune. Or if, same with the song. Where did you get that song? Where did you get the tune from? Because they never ventured out from the 8 to 10 mile radius of their own small little village. And that's where there's a lot of respect, especially for the Irish travelling musicians and singers. Because when the travellers came through and they passed through these towns, they were bringing knowledge of music and songs that this part of Ireland, now Ireland's only a small place, but they were bringing all this into these towns and villages. New songs, new tunes. But they were old at the time, but people haven't, or they didn't hear them. And, you know, that, as I said, that's a lot of respect for the travellers. Was definitely given. There's a lot of recognition, especially from the musicians and singers in the settled community. You know, the act did definitely acknowledge an awful lot. So that's how an awful lot of music got around the country as well. So, because when you look at it in a way, only for the travelling musicians going around, there wouldn't be that much, in them times, there wouldn't be that much songs or tunes or music going into them towns or villages. It'd be all restricted and kept to the style. Because back in Ireland you have, there's different styles of fiddle playing. You have a Donegal style, it's more of a staccato playing. You have a Sligo fiddle style, and you have a Clare style of playing. Now they're three different styles. Donegal is only here, and if you come down to Sligo is only not too far from it. And Clare is, so they're in the vast, they're in, I'd say, a radius of maybe 60 to 100 mile of each other. But it just goes to show that there was, with the settled community staying in the one pocketed areas, that their own style has evolved from not venturing out of their own communities, you see. It's like, I don't know, in Birmingham, how can I put it, Birmingham, London, and Manchester. It's like someone saying, oh, your own style of playing the guitar in Manchester. There's another different style of playing your guitar in Wolverhampton, and the same with London.
So, you know, with Margaret playing the fiddle, Yeah. Has she taken on one of those three styles for her, or does she vary depending on?
I think
the song
she's. I try and have her a mix. She's got a mix. A mix of them three styles, because you have the Donegal style is a lot of staccato, single separate notes. The Sligo style is more freer. The Clare style is not so much variation in the music, it's just singular notes. So she has a lot of that, and I like her to listen to maybe a small touch of bluegrass, maybe just for a bit of emphasis on the tunes. Put her own style, put something in, you know, that I haven't thought of before, and she does herself. So, yeah, that's it.
Cool.
Right, thanks very much.